I need, while I'm making an announcement or two here, I need four ushers, if you could make your way to the front here to help serve us here shortly. I would certainly appreciate it.
There you go, Lord.
We'll take the offering here shortly. If you're visiting with us today, just want to say welcome, and you make yourself right at home. I have an announcement. This is in your bulletin, but Emily wanted me to just kind of highlight it here real quick. There's a paper that went home with your teens today, that will be going home with your teens today, regarding the progressive dinner that will be held on Saturday evening, February the 24th. The bottom of the paper must be returned to Emily Lilly by next Sunday, okay, so that they can get a head count and prepare for how much food is going to need to be prepared at each home. So please, if your child brings one of those home and is going to attend that, make sure that they get that back to Emily so they can get a head count. All right? All right, we're going to worship the Lord in many ways, as I always say. So one way we do that is through our tithes and offerings, how God has blessed us. So, Bobby, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to pray for the offering and pray for our service today, buddy.
Amen.
Not a request.
My devotion time one morning, what he had done for me and my family. I'll try to make a long story short, but some of you remember probably, it's probably been 6 months ago. I had that little goofy pig that Randy Shamlin brought to me, and it was how God had spoke to me in this sanctuary about that little pig and what he had done for us. And just shortly before that, I had been given notice from my boss that I had 2 weeks, and they were shutting the company down where I worked. And we had no idea what was going to happen. We were devastated. We had no idea what was going to happen. But I'm here to say this morning that I am still at that same company and still have a job. I'm still getting paid, and I'm thankful for what God can do.
Yes.
He can take the impossibilities and turn them into possibilities.
Right.
And I just appreciate what he's done. He reminded me of that this week, and he said, you need to tell the church what I've done for you, and I want him to do that.
Amen.
He has blessed us tremendously. I have no idea what's going to happen next week, but I do know that God's in control, and he has next week in his hand, and he won't let me go through anything that we will not be able to handle. I appreciate that.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless you, Judge.
Good. Just come out, sir.
Bless you, Judge.
Man, I miss it. I mean, I really miss it. And I tell you, people, when you get like I am and you can't come, you're going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful on me. I'm so thankful. Lord, bless you. I just don't get as much out of TV evangelism and stuff as I do here. I'd rather be here, and I'm thankful the Lord gives me an opportunity to come here, whenever possible. You know, I've had a lot of trouble. I'm not going to go into that, but I just praise the Lord. Woo! It's good to be here. Thank you, Joe.
A lot of you know that my son Corey and his wife Brittany found out they were going to have a baby, and the doctor had scared them with some things that, well, this could be wrong and that could be wrong, and had their nerves and my nerves tore all to pieces, and how we turned it over to the Lord, and Corey brought it before the church, mm-hmm. and that little baby is fine.
Amen.
We found out it's a little girl. And God has blessed them and taken care of Brittany and the baby. And, we still got about, five more months to go. And but I'm just thankful for those answered prayers.
Amen.
Thank you all for praying, and I thank the Lord for the answered prayers.
Amen.
Amen. I, too, want to say that I'm thankful I'm here. I said that this morning with the Sunday school class, but I'm real thankful that God has allowed us to be back. I'm like, Joe, I really miss you guys. I miss being home. I call this home to me because it's everything. God is everything.
Sure.
And I need him more than anyone will ever know. I just praise his holy name this morning.
Amen.
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 I just praise his name.
What do we face, man?
What do we say?
I love the Lord.
I can't hear you.
I love the Lord.
Amen.
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 I do too, Stan. I'll tell you, sometimes it's overwhelming.
Yep. Amen.
Unbelievable.
unbelievable sometimes, folks, what the Lord can do in your life.
Bless you, right.
If you don't know him, get to know him.
Right. Amen.
Now's a good time, isn't it? Now'll be a good time.
All the shortcomings that we've ever had in our life.
That's right.
In spite of all the things that I've done that was wrong early on in my life, the mistakes that I've made, for some reason he still loves me, and he's forgiven me.
Yes.
And he still guides me. I love the Lord, Rex.
Amen. I do too.
I am for what the Lord has done with our little family. And you all know Jeremy and Jess's story. And on March 9th, they get to adopt Jace. Everything will be official. But more than that, we found out that this coming Tuesday, they're going to get another baby. And there's going to be a hearing at some point in February for the biological parents of this baby. His name is Jaden. And as far as we know, rights will be terminated because the parents have had no contact with this baby since he was born, and he's almost 6 months old. So we will be getting another one. And from the time Jeremy and Jess started this process, my prayer had just always been, Lord, please just give them the desires of their heart. Whatever it may be, whether it's in a biological way or through adoption, just open the doors and work it out, that they can have what they desire.
Amen.
And the Lord has done that. And just like Ron said about his job, he has made what we look at as impossible, possible.
Goodbye, forever, forever, have a smile.
Let's all take our hymn books, stand and turn to page 109. Let's sing as the choir comes down. 109.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep, staying within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now say, am I? Love lifted me, when nothing else could help.
So glad he knows what sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears flowing down, I'm so glad he sees what we don't. He knows the end from the beginning. He looks ahead past the hurt and the pain to a place where the peace passes all understanding. He sees the sun through the rain, and though you may see your valley, he sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears falling down, I'm so glad he sees what we don't. And I am so glad he sees what we
choose.
hope that's your decision this morning. I hope that's your decision. If you haven't done that, no better day than the present to do that, to choose Christ.
He's here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great, great song. Great song.
You know, maybe we ought to take our shoes off.
Amen. Amen.
That's how I feel.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, buddy. As Pastor Al comes, I'm going to ask Pastor Aaron, if you would you stand and ask God's anointing upon the message this morning?
Someone here that needs you,
sure,
that this
sure
will be the day that we could see them come and surrender their life
sure
to them. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless you, Ron.
Bless you, Ron. I trust everyone minded the Lord. You know, I probably get loud and rowdy. You know why? Because he put a spirit in me and that gets me excited. Yeah, some people don't even believe in any instruments in the house of the Lord. I love them. I love them. And I told Susie, I think one time with the group, I said, I wish you'd get the tambourines. You know, that's me. Now, you said that's just your heritage. Yeah, I'm Abraham's seed. Yeah, yeah, it's good to be here. Good to have you. I thought Psalms the 40th chapter. I thought Ron minded the Lord. He didn't look at the paper, looked at the market fluctuating this and that. They notified him. And then the Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of the universe, the one that created it all, he's still there. Brother Runyon minded the Lord, and we praised him. They were obedient. Then I read in the paper, a fellow's going to be in town, or maybe he's already was. I don't know. But if you wanted to go hear him, it cost you, I think, in the 70s, 70 bucks. And you know what you heard tonight, today, this morning, didn't cost you a penny. I mean, it was good.
Amen.
Yeah, old-fashioned people say it's gooder and gooder. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Psalms 40th, first four verses. This is how he started it. This is how he started. If you mind it, the Lord. If you mind it, the Lord. If you don't, it's your fault.
Right.
It's your fault. But in the Psalms, in the 40th chapter, this is what he said. Listen to it. I waited patiently. Carly gave us a lesson. I was excited. Greg contributed and others contributed. I was excited. Carly said, chill bumps. Well, they said, you guys in this gold town, you get too emotional. Yeah. I think it's something to get emotional about, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Psalms, the 40th chapter. Listen, I waited patiently for the Lord. For the Lord. He inclined his ear to my cry. He brought me also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and establish my goings. The last verse says, this is my thought. The last verse, or the fourth verse that I was going to read. Blessed is the man, the woman, the boy that makes the Lord his trust. Abraham, that's the lesson, Charlie. You're going to give your son. And he started. He obeyed the Lord. He was making the Lord his trust. Folks, I'm telling you, we have the best author in this book. But in 2 Chronicles, that's where I'm going to go. About a father and his son. 2 Chronicles 14. I have instructions from... She has been with me for a while. She don't get to because of her sickness. She said, Al, always tell them the book and the chapter. And if I don't, probably my daughter will tell her that I didn't. And I'll get scolded. 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. A king that wasn't too good, too trustworthy, by the name of Abijah. He died. That settles his history. But his son, by the name of Asa, took the throne. Now, after his father died and they had the time for mourning, then he began to take instructions from the Lord. After he died, Asa began to clean house. If churches, if nations, if people don't go the way of the Lord and his instructions, we don't prosper. We don't prosper. This is the manual for living for everything in our life. So he heard from the Lord, and he began to take altars away of strange gods. He even took his mother or his grandmother out of her throne, and he broke down the images, and he was cutting down the groves. I mean, he was cleaning house. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Not in the eyes of what the right, the left says, but in the eyes of the Lord. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust. So he started cleaning house, and then he sent a notice, whatever you want to call it, and he said, I want you to do this. Commanded Judah to seek the Lord God, his laws and his commandments. He began to clear them all up. And I'm sure, as I thought this morning in my lesson that I have and then what we heard, I thought probably the Lord's looking down here at Goldtown and said, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, I'm well pleased with that. If we please the Lord, you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong when you please the Lord. So he began to do what was right, and he cleaned house, and he had 10 years. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have 10 quiet years in our nation? Peace. And they begin to build and prosper. God began the giving victory, and God began to smile. In those years, there was no war and no battles. And I thought when I got saved, when I got converted, when I started my journey, I thought, well, it'll be okay now, but it's an uphill climb. And every day, the enemy's right there, as he was with Job, he's with us. To and fro, seeking whom he can discourage, he can devour, who can destroy anyway. You know. But Asa kept on following the Lord. And God gave him those 10 years an army, listen to it. I'm going to just give you the figure, 580,000 all together, and they were men of valor. They were prepared. They're telling us that we need to make sure, and I'm not critical of that, that we need to make sure that we have a sufficient military because of these people that are determined to destroy the world. They said, we've got to have a strong force. This man had an army of 580,000, and they were going to battle, and they were men that well equipped, well trained, well waiting just for the command. But he was going to battle with an Ethiopian by the name of Sirah, and he had 1,300,000 chariots. My, you think, man, that's great. That's great. So Asa said, I'm prepared. We're going to go to the valley, and we're going to set the valley, the battle in array. He said, I don't need no help. People says, I don't need the Lord. I don't need his help. I'm doing well. Everything's going good with me. And I just don't need. I notice a lot of times in pastorship, in church work, do you know when everything goes well, we seem to have a tendency to forget about him. I used to go to church, preacher, but I used to go, but I had some troubles and problems, and I quit. I used to go there, but it's so full of hypocrites. I tell them, come, join us. Add another one to the cross here. Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you what he did. As he got ready, he cried out to the Lord. He cried out. When we are in trouble, he's right there. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's one that you can depend on. And I thought, as Charlie, and it was such a good lesson. I wish all of you would have heard it. It was, and it wasn't Charlie. It's not Greg. It's not Mike. It's him that gives it to them. To instruct us, to encourage our faith, to help us. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust. So he went and got everything ready, right across each other, getting ready. But Asa did the magic thing, the most important thing, you see. He cried out into the Lord. He began to consult with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I thought, my, my, my. He said, God, do you know there's no other name that is so powerful, big enough to create it all, and small enough to live in our hearts and lives? Oh, he said, preacher, I've gotten discouraged. I got a call. I told the church we need to pray for an urgency that I've got called upon. But I said this, and they're discouraged. But I said this, listen, we serve a God that doesn't work according to our schedule, our thoughts, our ways. He's much higher than that. He sees the todays, the tomorrows, and the yesterdays. And one thing that I could say without reservation, bless his name. He never, 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 never fails. Sometimes we want to bring him down to our level, and we want him to do what he wants, what we want done. But our thoughts, dear heart, are not his ways. And what we do is say, Lord, I want your will to be done. But here they were going to battle, and he began to cry out to the Lord. Psalms 27 says, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. My. After Father died, you know, he didn't follow the pattern, the leadership of his dad, and he began to clean house and do what was right in God's sight. He didn't go by his own instructions. He went by what the Word of God. He had the soldiers well prepared, ready. He didn't trust in them. But he went to the Lord. And he said, I will remember the name of the Lord our God. Do you know something? We don't lose when we trust the Lord. What we've got to learn to do is put all of our trust in a verse of mine that's very favorite that I use a lot. Don't lean to your all understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And you know what he'll do? He'll direct your path. But I'm sure when he began to cry out to him, and he said this, God, help me. My. Oh, he said, preacher, did he? He said, for we're going to trust you. We're going to depend on you. If God is for you and me, we as Christians, from Genesis to Revelations, have good instructions. We have a roadmap. We have wisdom. We have knowledge. We have it's all in this book. But the failure doesn't come in the book, not in the Holy Spirit, not in God the Father, God the Son. But it comes in us failing to rely, to depend on him. For he's a present help in the time of trouble. He controls it all. A sparrow falls, he knows about it. He knows your aches, your pains. He knows your heartaches, your disappointments. He knows every sorrow. He knows everything. And the enemy, you know, probably thought, hey, you're going to lose. This guy's well prepared. He's got 1 million soldiers and 300 chariots. He's got it all. But he didn't consult with the Ethiopian, but he consulted with God. You don't lose with God on our side. What is it the kids say? If Jesus leads this army, we'll outshine the sun. I've been reading about a man that was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, North Vietnam. 7 years, 5 in solitary confinement. And he kept on trying to think of the scriptures. He grew up 18 years in a church in Oklahoma. And he kept on trying to think of the scriptures. But because he did not apply himself to them, he began to suffer. And he talked to other soldiers, other military people that were imprisoned. And they would talk about the scripture, trying to memorize it, trying to put it together. Every one of them could remember several scriptures. But when it came for every one of them, they remembered this was the most important scripture that they had learned in Sunday school. John 3:16. That's the one. And they begin to try to put it all together. And he said in this book, the name of it is, In the Presence of Mine Enemies. And just what I read, I'm telling you, he went through it, torment and torment. He was a pilot. But anyway, finally, there was a verse that he remembered part of it. But John 3:16 was the one, and then he tried to put together 17 and 18, and it wasn't correct all the way, but anyway, it added fuel to his spiritual man. But the one that he treasured, and he couldn't memorize it all. Listen. It's in 119th Psalm, the 11th verse. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. That was the one that became his source of strength, trying to remember the name of the Lord, trying to remember these scriptures. But Asa began to ask God for help. I'm going against this man. And Lord, you can help us with many or with those that have no power. You can do it any way that you want to do it. Do you know that I hear people say, everything has failed. I think I'm just going to trust the Lord. I think we ought to reverse that. God never fails. Never, never, never. He's on time. Just when I need him the most, he's right there. Just when I need an answer from him, he's right there. Just when I'm going through some crisis, just when I think I'm about to go down, he's right there. Paul had an experience like that. I don't know that I could have gone through everything that Paul the Apostle went through. But he was aboard ship, and he had 276 souls with him. And it seems, the scripture says, it seemed like all hope was gone. And Paul said, fellas, listen to me. He said, I talked to the Lord. I'm going to put it in my words. I talked to the Lord last night. I heard from heaven. How does he speak to you? Well, it could be through a testimony. It could be through the Word of God. It could be through the Holy Spirit. It could be through a song. But he does speak. The problem is we don't listen. We don't listen. And let me tell you, God does not fail. Paul spoke up, offered a little bit of encouragement to them. You know what? You as an individual, don't matter how much scripture you know or you have memorized, you as an individual, if you just speak when the Lord tells you to speak, you'll help somebody. You'll help somebody. You know, they say, oh, preacher, I don't know. People live with all this fear. They live with all this doubt. They live with all the problems. When he told us, he strictly told us, and he wrote it down for us, whether I quote it, whether Aaron quotes it, whether Jimmy quotes it, or Robbie quotes it, he said, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I don't know how true it is. I've never checked it out. But they say that there's a fear not in the Word of God for every day of the year. And I'll tell you this. God is a present help. And all he's doing is waiting for us to call on him. Now, he's not on call waiting. He doesn't put you there. He doesn't say, I don't have time for you. I'm too busy. No. He doesn't say, well, maybe some other time. No. When you speak to him, he hears your voice. He knows the sheep. And you hear him. You hear him. The part is that we just don't wait on him. Somebody said about being patient. And he said, if you don't want tribulations, don't ask for patience. Well, I'm here to confess to you that I've asked for it and I've had my share of tribulations. But God is going to see me through. So he said, God, the God of the universe, the one that calms the storms, the one that lives in our hearts and lives, the one that made all these promises, the one that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, the one from Genesis creating to Revelations when he's going to come and take us home. He's the God that we can put all of our trust, because he never, even Numbers 23 and 19, God is not man that he should lie. What he said, he will bring to pass. That's a promise that he made. So he told those fellows on the ship, fear not. I've heard from him. Not only did I hear from him, not only does it look bad, the storm raging, the problems, but he said, listen to me. He said, I believe God. My, that day, those 20 or 276 that listened to Paul probably brought some joy in their lives. Though they wanted to disobey, God help us. Why? Because we're going to rest on thee. Who can I turn to? Who's there? Tell your problems to a neighbor, and he'll tell you, hey, I don't have time. I've got my own problems. But if you tell the Lord, you can count on it that he'll be there, and he's always on time. Not soon, not later, but just when it's the right time. Nothing, the book says, is too hard for the Lord. John put it this way in John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, I'm going to tell you this. That's for all of us. The news, the newspaper, the situation in the world, if you dwell on that, it's going to get you down. It's depressing. It's depressing. But if we can just talk to him and then sit down and wait on him. Just like the farmer waits on the latter rain. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up in wings of eagles. Huh? Boy, this is the God that Asa was talking to. And he said, I'm going to have to depend on you, Lord. My back is against the wall, and I'm going against this Ethiopian. But I've got to depend on you. Blessed is the Lord. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the individual. Blessed is the family. Blessed is the nation that makes the Lord their trust. So John said in 14, don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In me. He stands with arms wide open. There's no problem that's too hard for him. His grace is sufficient. Many, many times when I deserved wrath, grace showed up, and mercy and kindness and goodness. Hadn't been for the Lord, hard telling where I'd be today. I myself would be. See, I'm not going to tell you, but through the things that I've went through, I could have been in prison. I was there. You have a pastor that got photographed, that put in jail, that kept me there till my parents come and got me. When I decided that I'd go in the military, they said, sir, do you have a police record? I said, yeah. Oh, he said, well, wait a minute. He said, what is it? I cut school. That's what they gave me a record for. Yeah. They thought that I was doing drugs and I wasn't. They thought I was in mischievous things and I wasn't. I just was around the alley cutting school. I didn't want those people to see us. And they said, you're going to jail. I said, I didn't do nothing. They said, you're going to jail. So Paul spent some time in jail. Hardships, troubles. But he said, if you believe in God, believe in me. So we're going to rest on you, Lord. Who are you resting on? Matthew 11:28, as I close my message. Matthew 11:28. And I try to use it in every service that I have in the funeral homes. This is what he said. You that are tired and heavy laden, you that don't know who to turn to, who to depend on, who to confide in, who can be a shelter for you, who can be not only your Father, your Master, your Savior, your Lord, but he said, if you are tired and heavy laden, come to me. I will give you rest. Rest. Something that America knows very little about. Rest. Rest. There is a rest that remains for the people of God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. That you're still God, that you're a present help, that we can depend on you. We can lean on you, even when it looks dark, gloomy, cloudy, when it looks like all hope is gone. Father, you're there. As they sing that song, he was there all the time, waiting patiently in love. Father, you take these remarks from your servant, use them to your glory. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust. In Jesus' name, let's stand and sing.
165, so stand and sing. 165.
Thank you.
I don't know your heart. I don't know where you stand in the sight of the Lord. We're not asking for membership. We're not asking even for any of your money. We don't care what neighborhood you live in. But we do care that Jesus loves you and died for you. And we'd like to see you come to him before it's too late. Is there someone here this morning that does not have him as their personal Savior? Could I see your hand? Anywhere. Anywhere. Anyone that would like to come and pray, we'd love to pray with you. We'd like to lift you up to the Lord in prayer. We can't save you. Our hands is too short. There's no virtue in me, but the King that I serve, the Master of the universe, he's right here. He's been with us this morning. Is there a hand anywhere? Anywhere. Thank you. You may look up. Thank you for your attention. Remember the service tonight. Brother Trenton's going to be speaking. We'd love for you to come be with us tonight in the service. The water is a situation that we have to watch, but God will make a way for us. God will make a way for us. All hearts and minds clear. Thank you for coming. It's good to have some of these folks visiting with us. Yeah. Todd dismisses us.